This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 2nd, 2024, the Welcome to Compliance Week 2024 edition. And we begin with a story from Law 360, which reports that Autonomy's former U.S. Chief Financial Officer testified in the criminal trial of ex-CEO Mike Lynch that after he was fired for blowing the whistle to British regulators about accounting irregularities at the company, Autonomy paid him $750,000 to resolve his wrongful termination claims. The firing of him was spotlighted during the opening statements of the trial, and it emphasized Autonomy's termination of him, but not his settlement. Next up from the Financial Times, Shell has appealed a landmark climate ruling in a Dutch court. The case will test the power of courts as oil and gas companies push back over judgments in their role or not in global warming. Shell will try to convince judges in The Hague to repeal the order to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions. So this is going to be a very interesting ruling. Of course, the Montana ruling in the Held case is also up on appeal. So we'll see what happens in that case. Next up, more 1MDB. Yes, it's the gift that keeps on giving. This time it's two Swiss bankers who were part of the money laundering scheme in 1MDB. And they helped create shell companies, which the money was laundered through in Switzerland. So they're going to face trial for their role in this for actions literally back in 2009. And our final story comes to us from Forbes, as the Department of Justice has asked for permission to seize an apartment at the Trump International Hotel and Tower in New York as part of a corruption probe against the president of the Congo, who is accused of embezzling hundreds of millions of dollars from the company's treasury. So the continued seizure or attempted seizures of properties by the Department of Justice goes on unabated, this time in a Trump property. And finally, this is not a story, but it deals with the title of today's Daily Compliance News, and Compliance Week 2024 begins in Washington this week and indeed today. If you're in D.C. or you're attending a conference, please stop by and tell me hello. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on any of the podcasts in the Compliance Network. If we've never met, I hope you'll stop by and say hello so that I can meet you.
As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper.
The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.